Jahren Zimmen ein Wolf, Sif Gimbel. Eviru Zoya Lefano. We had, the Pasuk speaks about that Shamalakech Misalach Bekerev Machnecho and Vekisisa Seyasecho. So the Poya Machnecho Kodesh. So the Pasuk speaks about the Ketusha Samachne and the Machne does not have a proper Kedusha if there is Tzoya in the Machne. And therefore, there is a necessity of Vikisiso Eseya Secha that the Tzoya should become covered. Now, the Chabad speaks about a case that there is Tzoya in the Machne, but the Tzoya is not Kavua in the Machne. The Tzoya is passing through the Machne. Is there a difference, or is there no difference? Perhaps it's a svara to say that the whole chayma of Tzoya in the Machne is if the Tzoya is remaining in the Machne. So that is Tzoya, the Kedusha Samachne. But if the Tzoya is passing through the Machne, so then could be that it is not contradict the Kedusha Samachne since it's only a temporary Matzah. Or maybe not. Vasher Usham, now it's in the Machne. So Mamele, it will contradict the Ketusha Samachne. So this Shaila is a Machlokes Mesechtes Brachos between Abaye and Rove. Abaye holds that the whole Chaymer of Tzoya in the Machne is after if the Tzoya is Kavua. If it's permanent there, it's remaining there. So then Tzoya contradicts the Kedusha Samachne, but if the Tzoya is only passing through the Machne, then it is not also because it's only a temporary matzah. And Rava says no, there's no difference. And Laloche, we paskin like Rava, so theoretically there's no difference, and this is how the Mechaber paskins. Aviru Tzoya Lefanov. If, let's say, the Tzoya is facing the person, now let us just get the Hilchis Halchoke straight, so now we'll appreciate what we're going to learn now. The Halacha is that if there is Tzoya in the Machne, so it depends in which direction the Tzoya is. If the Tzoya is on his three sides or in back of him, so as long as the Tzoya is not in his Daladames, let us say there's no Reyach, so that's the machna of a person is Daladames, and if it is outside of his Daladames, so there's no problem. So Tzoya Machmecha Kodesh. If the Tzoya is in front of him, so let us just say one svara, whatever is in front of him, that's considered his machne. So Maloy Einov is us. So that's the din by Tzoya. So by Tzoya, if a person is standing in a place, so the halacha is if the Tzoya on the three sides, on the two sides, the right and left side and back of him, as long as the Tzoya is not in his Daladamis, and there's no reyach, so it's muta. The Tzoya is not in his machne, but if it's in front of him, so then we consider his machne extends to where he can see the Tzoya, and therefore it is also. So now let's go back to our mechaba. Haviru Tzoya Lefanov. What is if the Tzoya was passing in front of him. Also, Likreis Kenegdo. So Poshet HaMechaber holds that there is no difference if the Tzoya is kavua in the machne, is stationary in the machne, or you just, it's passing through the machne. Also, likros kenegdo. What? Would be a beraisa, yeah? Also, likros kenegdo. And kenegdo would mean, so filu, kemeloi einov. That is l'chayra pshat in the machaba. Now let us, before we go further, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lefonov, they carried, it was passed in front of him. If there's water in front of him and it's floating on the water. What? Offhand, I don't know. It's also the same thing. It's irrelevant if a person is carrying it or it is floating by itself. I don't know. Here we're not talking about smelling cyberside. No. If we talk about a smell, so then you would need the aldamas from the reyach. But I don't think that's the chiddush. I don't think so. Okay. If we're talking about Daladamas, then it'll be Daladamas with Mokim Shekola HaReach. So Kozman is Reach, that's called Tzoya. And after the Tzoya ends, the Reach ends, then we start to Machne. It's a terrible problem. Within Daladamas, it's a terrible problem. That's what the Machabel says. Because it's here, it's in front of me, or it's on the side of me. So that what it is, not stationary. That what it's just traveling through is irrelevant. So we mentioned was a machloikas abaye barove. Abaye held that soy iveris is mutter since it is not kavua in the machne. The whole problem that soy is contradictory to the Kedushas HaMachne is if the Tzoya remains here, so then it's contradictory to the Kedushas HaMachne. But if the Tzoya is passing by, there's no problem whatsoever. That was a Abaye Shita. And Rav held, no, it's irrelevant. The Tzoya, now it's here, it's moving, it's irrelevant. Kozman, it's in the Machne, it's also. Yeah, we're talking about now it doesn't smell, or if it smells, so then we'll be Daladamas from the Reach. Okay. The fun of, yeah, Kenegdo, I'm a Beis Yosef. Now, the Beis Yosef holds the Seva, the Ein Lechalek, the Bein Tzoya Kavua, La Iveres. The Beis Yosef holds that he just knew a Gemara, the Machlokes Abaye Barove, a Rove said Tzoya Iveres is also, and we Paskin like Rove, so there's no difference between Iveres and Kavua. Okay, so therefore, according to the Machaba, we have all the guidelines of Tzoya Kavua by Tzoya Iveres. So in front of him, the shir will be Kimloi Einov. Umilachov Daladamas Mimokim Shekolo Horeya. And then you measure Kozman, the main, from where the Reach extends, so that's part of the Tzoya. So the Tzoya ends where the Reach ends. Now you have to make sure that there's no Reach in the Saladamas. V'chein helo hataz v'apri chodosh. Ach, im hiviru Tzoya milefonov al pnei rochboy. But what if the Tzoya, let's say, he's standing, he's facing Mizrach, and someone is carrying the Tzoya, and he's going from the side, and then he comes in front of him, and then he goes further on the side. So we have him, this person is standing over here, and he sees the Tzoya in three locations. First, he sees the Tzoya on the side. The Tzoya is going in front of him. So first, he sees the Tzoya on the side. Then he sees the Tzoya in front of him, and then he sees the Tzoya on the other side. So it's such a case. So he says, oh, if he does that, it's gewaldic. The Shilas, if he didn't turn around, you're right, if he turned around, no problem. So, yeah, yeah. So, if it's chutz l'dal damis. But this is a problem. Lefonov is kemloyenov. So then they only have a share of dal damis kemloyenov. So achim eviru tzoye milefonov al pnei rochba. But if they are they're bringing or they're carrying tzoye in front of him al pnei rochba, that means in front of him they're going from the right side to the left side. Oz dai bedal damis tahinu kaidim shemegia ledalad amoiso. Now, let us just appreciate what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. He's saying a mouthful. But before we come to our Mishnah Berurah, let us speak about, we just said halachas in Hilchas Tzoyah, that if it's on the side of me, so if it's so if it's chutz for my dalad damis, there's no reich for my dalad damis, there's no say my dalad damis, it's mutter. On the side and in the back. In the front, we need kemloy einov. Now, what is the halacha stodim shel lefonov? That means it's in front of me, but it's on the side. It's lefonov and it's on the side. So there the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows. Stodim Ilafonov is only called Stodim if I have to, I'm walking, I'm not turning around, but I have to turn my head to see it. That's called Stodim Ilafonov. Stodim Ilafonov, and there there's a machlokes. Others say Stodim Ilafonov, that's Kilafonov. That's called, it's in front of me. I have to turn my head, that's called Ilafonov. And the Shitas Hamogin Avraham is that says Kmalayenov. The Liarabe and others are Choylik and the Mogin Avraham says, no. This is not called Milafonov. This is called Stodim. If I have to turn around to see it, it's called Stodim. And therefore, so if it's called Stodim, so now the halacha is, as long as it's outside of my Dalad Amis, so no problem. Even though it's Milafonov, since it's Stodim Milafonov. And here, the Mishnah Berurah is paskening not like the Mogen Avraham. We'll see why soon. But he is paskening not like the Mogen Avraham. So he says, so even though we will say that here's a din tzoya, and will be machma, and will say lefonov it's kemaloi einov, but we will be makel by the tzodim lefonov. We will be makel. That means if he has to turn around to see, we'll say if it's chutz in his aladamis, it's mutter. So he just said a kulin, and that's what we have to appreciate what he's saying. Now again, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The tzoye is coming connected to the roich of Adam. Oz dai bedalad amis, dai no kaidim shemegia ledalad amoysa, before it enters the dalad amis. Ayachesh nischach kemimena dalad amis shori, kiven shu oz mitzidoi, vamrinem besimenayin tesa mitzidoi reir kemoy laachov, the sagi bedalad amis mamokim shekol oreyach, that mokim shekol oreyach hu kama yitzoye mamish kim dereyach rashish leiko kim lakama simenayin tes. That is, and here he's saying, he's paskiving not like the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham is machma there, but here he's meiko. Vapach v'liyo rabbe posku, and the bach and liyo rabbe said a bigger kula. The kivin the tzoya everesi, since the tzoya is passing by, It's not station and not standing in one place. Sagi ba'achok is taladamis mimokim shekol areich nafilu milafonov. The Bach and the Rebbe say something very interesting. The Makir is a Rambam, but they say something very interesting. There's a machlokes Abaye in Rove. Abaye says Tzoya Eiveres is mutter, and Rove says it's osa. So and Rove says it is osa. So the Bach says there should be Abaye holds it's completely mutter, and Rove holds there's no difference whatsoever. So therefore, the Bach says, "Afilu according to Rove, milafonov the shiris taladamis, milafonov the shiris taladamis," and the Bach paskins like that. The kimi that severely ve'ino emenis mokim echad chsaki ba'chokis taladamis mokim shkolech afilu milafonov. So there's a moiridike kula of the Bach. The Bach says by tzoyre veres, afilu according to Rove. You only have to be worried of Daladamas. Afilus milafono. So he says, yes lahachma lechatchila. You should be machma. So it comes out the Mishnah Berurah is saying, by Tzoya Iveros, he's saying like this. It's minatzad. You have to turn around to see it. It is also machlekes. But there he was mekel, and it, as long as it's not in his Daladamas, it is permissible. If it's lefonov, Lechatchila, one should be machmer and not telling Krishna. And yes, machmer lechatchila. Elenian diavet. And what if he did lain Krishna? Now we're in hot water. That means like this. The Beis Yosef says, it's Tzoya Iveris is like normal Tzoya. And therefore, you were Yaitse. The Bach says, you were Yaitse. Elenian diavet. So in Kvar Korev, he's Paul of Oise, Tzoya Veres, Lefon of Chutzla, Dal Damas, if it's in front of him, I'm the Prima Gon, Mishikosa, Vizel, Lashoyne. O Kvar Kosavna, so now we have here, Amachloikas HaPoiskim. According to the Beis Yosef, you weren't Yoitze, period. Tzoya Veres is no different, Tzoya Veres, not a Veres. The Tzoya was in front of you, so the Halacha is you were not Yoitze. According to the Bach, you were Yoitze. If it was chutz l'daladamis, so the prima gom says the kvar kosam kalecha dike plukte chayze mekayre krishme v'loy b'chayse. So krishme is a sofik deraise. So you have to learn krishme. The brachas are the rabbanon. So you don't have to say over the brachas. Betfila in the chayze mispalum ayin shamay. Fine. So now we learned the halacha of tzoya iveres.
According to the
Bach,
it was not
a veres. Chas v'sholem. That everyone agrees that not a veres is k'mlei enof. What? In front of him, there's no shir of Daladamas. There's a shir of only by tzoya veres, he says, there, Rav is also made it tabai. No, that's called Lefonov, according to everyone. Yeah, 100%, 100%. But if you have to turn your neck, that way he's a machloikis in here, he's Michael. Yes. Yeah, the top of his eyesight. I don't know. When we'll come there, we'll talk about it. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I hear. But I think it says Klor Lilo Nasume is no good. So Masumi you need 20/20 eyesight. Masumi is no good. You need Kamali and the person that sees. So Masumi we need 20/20 eyesight. Like, yeah, but Masumi we need a normal vision. A normal vision is Kamali and Masumi like this, or Masumi. Some have the normal vision. I think you need a normal vision because Asume is the Shias Kamalayeno. A person doesn't have a normal vision, so Asume, that's like Asume. And that is equivalent to Asume. And then you need the Shia will be a normal vision. What? Asume is also, even though he can't see. Because. Hey, no, but a person that has to go, yeah, someone that can see. Yeah, yeah. So, my man, you look at normal eyesight, Mr. Amin. Fine. Now, let us go further in the Mechaba. Upi chazir. Now, what if you have a chazir that's passing by? He's walking by this chazir. So, Baruch Hashem, we don't have too much of a contact with chazir. Chazir, yeah. So we don't have too much contact with Chazerim, Baruch Hashem, but it seems Chazerim are filthy. The Meshuke in Tzoye, so they have a din of Tzoye Iveres. So Opi Chazer ke Tzoye Iveres, so he's walking along. Afilo Oyla min Hanar. Afilo, first he came up from Hanar, he took a bath. Eina rechitza mei elus loy dava ke grab shal rei. That means a chazer is, the pi chazer is, he's kaseida meshuke betzoye, so memela afilo he got clean, but luckily he has a din of a grav shal rei, a container that's aimed to hold tzoye in it, afilo you clean it out, there's no reich, it's still also, here's a din tzoye. Kedave kegrav, fine. Ve'im hachalain posuach, Bachazir oiver imutali krois. Now, what is if you're in the house and you have an open window and you have a chazir outside? So, memele. So here is better because it's a different rishus. Here we're talking about with the same rishus. He's with the chazir's kmaleina, but here we're talking about I'm in my house. The chazir is walking along in the street. Ayin besimen ayin tes siv beis biraloch mishnebur ma'ashenichtev shom, and there he wants to say that etzimus inayim will help. If he shut his eyes, it will help since it's a different rishus. No. The only pichazir.
What
if what? No. The pair is not the. He's very careful that his face shouldn't get. But the whole front of his face is misunderstood. I think so. Yeah, he's to say the elicited blood. That's a chazir. Okay, now Siv Dalit. Now this halacha we started explaining a little yesterday, but now we'll see the halacha. Oysa tzoya al besorei umechuse. Now we have here a combination of two factors. Factor number one, we have tzoya al besorei. That means it's tzoya al besorei, the tzoya on his hand, falte. Umechuse, but his sleeve covers the hand. So mitzad. The Kedushas HaMachne, no problem, because the Tzoya which is in my Machne is covered, so that's no problem. But there's another problem. There's a problem that since it says in the Pasuk, Kol Atzmaisoi Temarna Hashem Micha Meicha, that all my Evorim are praising the Rebbeinu Shloilam, so you cannot have an Eva that's praising the Rabbeinu Shlomo if the Eva has Tzoya on it. So it's irrelevant that it's covered. But the Eva is praising and the Eva has Tzoya on it. So that's the problem. Hoysa Tzoya al Besoroi. U Mechuse. So mitad the Machne, in the Machne, it's Mechuse in the Machne. Mitzad the atkol atzmoisei teimarno, it's lemaise the atkol atzmoisei teimarno. This eva cannot praise the Rebbeinu Shloilam since this eva is mechusa b'tzoya, is the tzoya on it. Mechusa b'mgodav. Case number one. Oy case number two. Shehichnis yodav beveis akisei. Now, let us just explain what what's case number two? Now, when we're speaking of a base akisei, a base akisei, we're not speaking about arba tekisei, that the tzoya doesn't remain there. We flush the tzoya. We're not speaking about such a base akisei. We'll come later. Our base akisei is much better. We're speaking about a base akisei in the olden times, which was a mokim that there was tzoya in that area. What? A person that was a miyua to hold tzoya, this place held tzoya. That was a base akisei. Now, if in such a base akisei, which does not apply by arba tekisei, it seems the wall of the base akisei was also mole tzoya. That means the walls were also dirty. So if a person would be standing outside of the wall of the base akisei, this is also a problem. Okay, so now we are, this part we'll speak about later. But now we want to say such a case. We want to say a case as follows. We have here, there's one wall over here. This is not a wall of the base akisei. Next to this wall is another wall that is a wall of a base akisei. And now there's a hole, and I stick my hand, there's a hole in the first wall, the second wall, I stick my hand into the base akisei. I stick my hand in the base akisei. I'm not facing the base akisei because I have a wall blocking. I stick my hand through this wall into the base akisei. So what is the problem? The problem is, my hand, if this kol atzmoisei taimalno, so this hand is saying hillel in teshpah v'damas of tzoya. So this is a second case. The first case was there was tzoya on the hand. The second case there was not tzoya on the hand, but the tzoya was in, the hand was in a mokum, but there is tzoya. The rest of the body is not exposed to the tzoya. So this is... No, it's just if you were yoter, because if it's kolatz meisei taimalna, so this hand can't say krishme So what is the halach? Yesh matirim likrais. Others say there's no problem. The Hillel is not from Kol HaTzmoisai, the Hillel is from Kol HaNishoma Tahalel Ko, and the Peh and the Chaitim, the Hillel comes from there. The Hillel is not from Kol HaTzmoisai. So Memela, so it's irrelevant that on this hand, this hand is not saying Krishna, and the Tzoya that is in front of me is covered, there's no problem whatsoever. The shaila of b'diyeva that was yoyta. The shaila of b'diyeva that was yoyta. B'diyeva, the shaila is if you were yoyta. It seems it the shaila b'diyeva will it ask.
Anyway, we have
Yeah. But the shaila is if this will be ma'akev b'diyev. That's achiv. The shaila is. We'll see in a minute. So let us. We'll see that in the. We'll come to that. Maybe this. We'll talk about it too. So now, but here we're talking about he himself. He has tzoya al besorai, or he has, and it's covered, or his hand is in the base akisei. Yesh matirim. Others say it's mutar, that means, and then you can learn Krishna, it seems. V'yesh oisrim. And others say, and it depends on this shayla. The shayla is, if you say, kol ha'nisham etalu ko, or kol ha'tmaisei temalta. V'yesh oimrim. So we have here 2 days. Others say it's permissible, others say it's also. And it's dependent in the shayla. The v'yesh oimrim, and there's a third day, shloihiter hamater b'tzoya al b'sorei afilu, the first day that said it's mutter, ele b'mokim shi nichse me'yelea b'loi malbush, that is dafke, if the place that it is on his body, it's automatically covered from the body. Kegain atzila yodov. That means by the elbow or kapanim, a place where it's normally covered by the body. So then the first day you hold the smuta. But if it's mitzad the body, it's exposed. Only it's covered by a beged. So even the first day you hold that it is also. So we have here 3 days. The first day it would seem that it, as long as it's covered with a beged, it's muta. The second day you hold it, a beged will not help. And the third day you said that, but the first day holds its muta. If besides the beged that's covering it, it is also normally covered in the area where it is by the body. Yeah. So forget about all these coolers. If there's any tzoye al gufoy, one should be machma and should not lengthishme. Now, let us skip Sivkot Yud. We'll come back to Sivkot Yud. Let's see Sivkot Yud Aleph. Chayr, he stuck his hand into a hole, and that the hand went into Beis HaKisei. Chotz Aleima, Mechitza Yesh Beinei Lebein Beis HaKisei, this is a Mechitza, or Poshat Yodai Lefnim in a Mechitza, he stuck his hand in Lefnim in a Mechitza. Why do you have to make such a scenario? So if he's standing in front of a mechitzas beis hakisei, he's not allowed to lay period mechitza. The chetzayah dovi. Matirim. Now, so others say it's muta. The siv kol haneshama tahaloko. The hainu. So what the hillel comes from the neshama. The mouth and the nose. That is the first day. According to that, the lefiza who adin im echod mei evorov who besoich dalad amish shel tzoya. Let's we don't have to speak about such a complicated case with a basic kisei, but we'll go that he's standing here and there's dalad amish on all four sides and he sticks out his hand and it comes out his hand is teich dalad amish from the tzoya, but it's chutzul dalad amish. So we don't need a cop. So that's also the problem. So there's a din called Tzmeisei Taimarna. So your hand is also participating in the Krishna, some Emelin, and your hand is Teich Daladamis. Kamke Nosamitamse. Ve'im Hatzoya Hi Al-Begodov. What if he is Soya Al-Begodov? Umechusa Milamayla Gamke. That means as follows. He has, let's say, underpants, and he has trousers over the underpants, and the underpants are dirty. It's still on the underpants, but he has trousers over it. So here there's no problem whatsoever, halachically. His goof is nucky. Who is being mahalo? The kol tzmoisai, there's no problem. The underpants are dirty. Fine, the underpants are, but the underpants are covered with another pair of pants. So my male, then there's no problem. So then it's mutter. There's no reyach. There's no problem. We must say, Abugodim v'chusa l'mala gamke, l'kula al meshari. Mikol mokeim, yizoyer kolodim shiitomit begodav nikim. But it's preferable that he should have clean clothing. That means even though me'iker adim, it is not na'akev, but it's preferable. B'prat beisat fila, the prat beis atfilah. He brings down a mir de koloshim in Shulchan Aruch. It says like this. Now theoretically, when the person is davening, he's oimed lifnei amelach. Now oimed lifnei amelach, we see from Esav how one should dress. It was oimed lifnei ovid. It was oimed lifnei ovid. He put on Pidei Malchus. He's being Bishamish, his father. Esav put on Pidei Malchus. He knew what his father was, and he knew that because his father was his father, he used to put on Pidei Malchus when he was Bishamish. Very Choshev and Begodim. Royal, that's right. Royal Begodim, that's right it should be. He's being Bishamish, his father. Lekovod his father. Al Koponim, So the Dershah brings down, so if a person is standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shleil, so theoretically we should purchase, for davening al kaponim, we should switch to Pidei Malchus. He said, just like the Kahanim, when they did the Avodah, they didn't come in with their dungarees, Achmein al kaponim, there was Pidei Kohuna. There was Pidei Kohuna, he mishamish for the Rebbeinu Shleil. So theoretically, by davening, we should have Begodim miyuchadim l'tvila, which is proper for davening, but this is a big expense to go in and buy a $500 suit, which would be proper to whenever you daven shmonesah, but we can't afford it. But al kaponim, so he says, but al kaponim the underclothing should be clean. This is not such a so al kaponim. So that's what he's saying over here. Meikar adin, if the underclothing is dirty. Mika din it's muta because there's no problem of kolat ma'isay taimanda. It's only the soya and the beged, and the beged is covered. It will be proper by davening. Without a smell. What? No. The goof. Just 1 second. I hear. If it's on the outside, I think if it's good, but maybe it's on the outside. No, it's on the, it's not on the skin, but it's he's saying, but the goof is exposed to it. Okay, but yes.
Someone wants to go to the better kids that you have to do. Is there a lot of food on top of the mesita or into a niche in the wall? It would be all the floor for a mesita. But on each, the Torah, the feeling is so conscious. And for the Kirshma, without feeling, it's done. Comparison to feeling and.
So, okay, but you have to know because they'd, if there were coolest over there on the tefillin, because they were filmed the whole day, they didn't have an eitzah. So they didn't have an eitzah, and they had a protector too, so there were coolers over there.
But they didn't have an eitzah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but whatever it is. No, they were making more by filmed because they were the whole day, they didn't have an eitzah. But no, but since I wait the whole day and I go to Beis HaKisa, so they made coolers. No, no, they said you shouldn't wear it, period. Okay, I mean, wearing the tefillin in a Beis HaKisa is, it could be as more chomer, but they were makel that you can put it some places. Now let's go back to Siv Kodn Yud. Omisha Yodov Mitunafois Mikinuach Beis HaKisa. Now, this is a different halacha. This is a Rambam. A person's hands are metunef. They're not clean. Im ein bem mamoshes tzoya. There's no mamoshes of tzoya. El lichluch ba'alma. There's a remnant of where that the tzoya was there, but there's no mamoshes of tzoya anymore. V'holach reicho. Vihi al yodoi, tum yedim mil mulei zeya, shori likrei kenegdo. So here we're talking about if someone else sees it, if he is permitted if he is permitted to learn Krishna opposite it, Shailikas Kanegda, Philo Bali Kisoy, the Davka Acher, Mishum Dalav Kitsoya Domi. That means, so if let's say if he is on his hands, Lichluch Ba'alme, so he is a Lichluch Ba'alme, so then someone else is permitted to learn Krishna because it's not called Tzoya. Bishim Lav Kitsoy Domi, Avo Hu Gufe, Koshi Yadam Luchloch is Mulu Isaya, Pachicha Chorosh, also Likas Krishna Svila, Achayito Yodo, Eyal Kaponim, Imeiloi Maim, Yinaka Yodo, Chalel Besimin Dalet. So now this is what you were talking about in the beginning. So let's say, so we said a bad marshal then. He says, if there's tzoya on his hands, even the lichluch tzoya, he has to either wash his hands or rub his hands. So the nafkamina will be if it's on his foot. If he has tzoya on his foot, not on the hands. So mamela, so here, there's no problem of washing the hands because his hands are clean. So here we have this in these 3 days over here. So mamela, and or so we hear the 3 days can atzuliyadu atzulayim asmani kisei begin. So he says kedibrei hamachmer. So the mechaber says we do like the machmer, and we say kol atzmeisav tamana. Atzulayim kedibrei hamachmer beisat chag yeshlis meich adibrei matirim shadav kaper ba'chaytem ubechvar lehilum abuloi shareibon. The shas at chag he doesn't even eat. He could be same as the Mekilim.